BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock, time now for World on 3. And it's the second of our two live visits to the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. So let's go over to the CCA, the Centre for Contemporary Arts in Sauchie Hall Street, and join Mary-Anne Kennedy.
Jonathan, you should be with us here in Glasgow. Thank you and welcome to the CCA, the BBC's home for the duration of the greatest midwinter music festival in the world. We're live at Celtic Connections. In the company, as ever, of our wonderful audience, you're listening to me, Mary-Anne Kennedy, for the second of our World on Three encounters with this fantastic festival. The perfect event, really, for the way that BBC Music works, with coverage on TV, radio and online. And just a quick scoot to the BBC's dedicated Celtic Connections website will give you a flavour of just how much is going on around Glasgow over these 2.5 weeks in January. The world music lineup is particularly strong this year, right up our street, as you'll see from the frankly fabulous guest list tonight. We're going to be joined later on by the Italian group Canzoniere Gricanico Salentino, just finishing their gig down the road next door in the ABC, with their compelling vocals from the heel of the country. I'll also be welcoming the new stars of Northern Mali, Songhoi Blues. But first of all, we are going to party. There are several 25th anniversary parties going on at Celtic Connections this year, and these guys on stage at the moment are one of those silver anniversaries in 2015. Celtic Connections, for them, is where the year-long celebrations start. So happy birthday and a big welcome to the ultimate gypsy band, Taraf to Hajduks.
happy.
Thank you.
Thank you. mă cu cea ca să jur. Eu jur, dar nu prea, prea, măi, că știam că este așa, măi. E femeia care-i frumoasă, Dumnezeu s-o miluiască. Unde-i pui mâna te lasă, unde nu știi mai te învață. Mai la vale, mai la vale, acolo e carnea moale. Să-i falu filii sarmale, să-i falu filii sarmale și nu Ștefan Ferișoare, re-re-re, cea mea.
Was, I'll tell you how it is in the other world, so now you know.
At least
you do if you speak Romanian. Thank you so much and congratulations, guys, on the big anniversary. Taraf to Hajduk's there. They play the old fruit market at Celtic Connections tomorrow night, and I think we can safely say there that it will be one hell of a party. So this is World on Three at Celtic Connections with me, Marianne Kennedy. There's so much going on around the city tonight. Just this night alone, you could be with the Dole Drummers of Rajasthan, with Acid Crofters, Shugul Nifty, also celebrating their silver anniversary tonight, with New Grass Heroes, Chris Teeley and the rest of Punch Brothers, or sampling the monster beats of the wonderful Gaelic dance floor sensations Nightworks. Totally spoiled for choice, so it's just as well really that the BBC Celtic Connections website can help you be in several places at once. And in fact, the cameras are out for Radio 2. There was a set, well, for Radio 3, but radio as well, if you see what I mean. They're here tonight, and you can check out tomorrow for some clips from tonight's sessions, as well as everything else that's there on the website. And standing beside me here is possibly the busiest man in Glasgow this week. Would you please welcome the Artistic Director of Celtic Connections, Mr. Donald Shaw?
Thank you. Hello.
Donald has been having the great good sense to listen to Radio 3, and I think the car journey from the old fruit market on the other side of the city centre to here went a lot faster with Taraf in the background.
It did. I turned on the radio. I mean, obviously, I was only just doing a tiny bit more than the legal 30-mile-an-hour limit, in case anyone was wondering, but at that point, I thought maybe I'm going to be a bit late for this interview, so I just turned the radio up, and the car seemed to go itself.
Yeah. Now, we've been saying tonight and last week that I know that you think very carefully about how to program world music into this whole globe of what you create in the Celtic Connections music festival in the broadest sense. But and you've tried very hard to make it all make sense together. Why does it matter to you so much to have wonderful acts like we have here tonight sitting alongside what belongs to home?
Well, you know, it's all about the fact that Indigenous music and folk music around the world comes really from the same place. I think that, you know, it's almost like if you imagine you have someone cooking you dinner over a number of years, and over a period of time they start to add slightly more exotic ingredients until there comes a point where you don't enjoy the food unless you have those exotic ingredients. And I think that's what's happened with a festival like this. I think that world music and music from all over the planet where they have strong folk legacies, I think that's now very much part and parcel of what we do.
You also set up some fantastic collaborations. Sometimes the partnerships are very close cousinships, and sometimes I get the feeling that you get a kind of mischievous enjoyment out of the opposites attract.
Well, you know what? Today, a brilliant young singer from Plockton, by the name of Hannah Beaton, came down to the concert hall and went into a room with four singers from South Africa who she'd never met. And between them, they worked out a walking song, which they performed in the ABC about 7:45 this evening. And it was really amazing, really mesmerising. And I think that's the thing, yeah. I love the idea of just chucking musicians in a room and locking the door, and eventually they find something to connect with.
Absolutely. I get the feeling that our Piper father would have appreciated both sides of that particular equation. Now, I know it's a terrible thing to ask, but can we extract highlights from you so far?
Oh, that's unfair. But
I know, but I'm asking you anyway.
Well, I think anyone who was involved in some way with the opening night wouldn't fail to be moved. And I was one of those people. I was just really blown away with how Greg Lawson dealt with the orchestration and how the players on the stage dealt with the piece of music and how the audience reacted. I really felt like there was an energy going on in that performance, almost like Martin was in the room. Martin Bennett was in the room at the time. So that was a definite highlight. You know, only an hour ago I was sitting totally jaw-dropped, if that's a word, listening to the Punch Brothers, and it's just really extraordinary to hear that kind of musicianship. And, you know, they're a brave band, a really brave band. They come here and essentially there's probably a lot of people in that audience are love bluegrass and are waiting for bluegrass. And bluegrass is really only an element of what they do. And but what really sees them through any concert is their consummate musicianship and the journeys they take with the music. So I've been blown away by that, yeah.
Well, I know that you're keen to get back down to the Doldrummers and to Shugel Nifty's birthday party celebration. So at under 30 miles an hour, we'll let you head back to the Old Fruit Market. Once again, Donald Shaw, thanks very much. So while we get ready to bring our next guest on stage with Malian Desert Blues warming up a cold Glasgow night, let's bring you something special from Radio 3's World Music Archive. Each week on World on 3, we're rummaging just now through the archive, which it currently has nearly 200 clips from over 80 countries recorded over well over a decade. So back in 2010, the Radio 3 team roamed the globe for the series Music Planet, and while the stage finally gets its reset here, we're going to play music that they recorded on the Solomon Islands. This is from the island of Malaita, where there's a Christian community called the Deep Sea Canoe Movement, and they keep up a 24-hour continuous worship every day. We're going to hear a sequence from that, starting with a doxology in their own language. The choir of the Deep Sea Canoe Movement is directed by Michael Melloa.
Bye. Let's just continue to worship. Jesus, you are the King of glory.
Oh,
Alleluia. Songs of praise from the Solomon Islands from the Radio 3 World Music Archive. This is World on 3 at Celtic Connections with me, Marianne Kennedy. And not only can you listen to us on BBC Radio 3, you can see us online too, as we have the cameras in tonight, as I was saying earlier, to capture the bands in action. Do check out the Beeb's Celtic Connections website for clips and extended highlights from all the bands. Tonight's World on 3 highlights will be up tomorrow, but there's already an embarrassment of riches for you to revel in. Our next band came together in the Malian capital, Bamako, having left their home in the north of the country to escape the proscriptions and privations of the troubles there. As many West African guests on the programme have said, music is one of the languages of Mali and one that cannot be silenced. And these guys are one of the strongest new voices to emerge in recent times. Please welcome Songhai Blues. Songhai Blues playing live at the CCA for World on 3, and I've headed over to the far side of the stage to join bass player Umar Touré, and we also have the band's producer Marc-Antoine Moreau to help out with a little translation if needed. I was saying before you came on that all our Malian guests that have ever been on the programme say how important music is as part of life. Can you tell us how important it is to be able to play music?
C'est très important la musique pour eux. Qu'est-ce que c'est pour toi la musique?
Oh, pour moi la musique. For me, sorry, just I don't speak English, so just little. For me, and for the band. Music is very important. It's our life. Yeah, it's music is our life.
And we know that things are not easy back home because you come from the north. Do you have news of how things are for your friends and family back home at the moment?
Au nord et tout, c'est pas facile pour le nord. T'as des nouvelles?
Yes. I think last night I was call my family. He living here in north of Mali, so it's terrible. It's terrible. It's people can't play music. People can't doing our things today. It's very terrible. What situation is in from Mali, for north Mali.
Well, we're really pleased that you're able to bring your music here and give us a little understanding of that. We should have some more songs now, and we'll let you join the rest of the boys, Marc-Antoine and Umar. Thank you very much. Let's have more from Songhai Blues. Merci bien.
Yeah, my dad. o bella qua di ribu o curva camma voglia o cara qua di ribu o curva camma voglia o bella qua di ribu o curva camma voglia o cara qua di ribu o curva camma voglia o canto mi dei o puso puso dei o furu mi dei o curva camma voglia o curva camma voglia o curva camma voglia ma vai ma si carica bella so o jay base ma bai ma si carga dalle zo je base ma bai ma si carga dalle zo je base o belle base o cade base o belle base o cade base o sangai da aro o yo ti jere base armanda cade o yo ti jere base o sangai da be o yo ti jere base armanda be o yo ti jere base o cada no so o yo ti jere base o cada da aro o yo ti jere base Oyo ti jere basi, oyo ti jere basi, oyo ti jere basi, oyo ti jere basi, jere basi, jere basi. Carga bellezo oje basi ma bai ma si carga cadezo oje basi ma bai ma si carga bellezo oje basi hey ma si carga cadezo oje basi o belle basi o cade basi o belle basi o cade basi o sono in casa o io ti chiamo basi 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 o io ti chiamo basi
We are Songbird Blues from Mali. you. We are very happy to come back in Glasgow. This is our second time here. We are very happy. We hope to come back another time. Okay, the next song is Alhashiri Tere. Thank you. Okay, so This is the last song, Subur. Asha.
What a kangungu, my soul.
Nathanael Dambili, bass player Umar Touré, and guitar player Garba Touré. I am Aliou Touré. We are Songbird Blues. Thank you.
They sure are Songhai Blues. The boys play the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall later on tonight, that's Saturday night, I mean, and again on Sunday at Oranmore out in the west end of Glasgow. And yes, I think our microphone stands just about survived that. That was amazing. What a fantastic set. You not think? Yeah! Well, you're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on 3 here live at Celtic Connections with Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino having just made their way down Sauchie Hall Street from the O2 ABC for our last live set here at the CCA. But while they catch their breath and get ready for us, we're going to listen to some more of the 2010 Music Planet recordings that you can hear on Radio 3's World Music Archive. This is music from the forests of northern Congo, recorded by the Radio 3 team in Pemba and Ibamba villages. They're settlements of the Benjeli pygmies of the Congo forests, who are famous for their complex polyphonic music and rhythms. They say their music reflects the sounds of the forest around them and puts them in harmony with their surroundings. So we're going to hear a song called Malobe from Pemba village, then some water play music where they stand in the river and beat the water in rhythm, then some polyphonic songs from the ceremony of the spirit of the forest, first from Pemba village and then a much larger group from Ibamba. Enjoy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Music from the Benjele people of Northern Congo. And do please head for the Radio 3 website where you can check out more from that wonderful Radio 3 World Music Archive. And also, as I said, we have the cameras in here at the CCA tonight. There's actually a very good reason for it, as you're going to see with our final band coming up. It's something that you can't really do on radio, so we're very glad that our camera pals are with us tonight. If you check out the Celtic Connections website tomorrow, you'll be able to see extended clips and highlights from tonight's World on 3, and we will be able to share loads more from the festival. We're taking a little while just to get ready. But that's understandable because this band has had a ridiculous schedule since they arrived. But I do think that their leader, Mauro Durante, is finally hooked up and plugged in. So it's great to have you guys here. I know you've just run up from your main gig, but it's been non-stop since you arrived this morning in Glasgow.
Yes, but we are glad to be here. And, I mean, it's very exciting. We had a big fan at the ABC, and now we are looking forward to performing here for you. So we are very happy. Thank you for inviting us.
We're really pleased to have you here. Now, you guys belong to down in the heel of Italy, where the language is special, the Greco language, that the music is special. And I would like you to sort out something for us, because when we talk about music from down there, the first thing we talk about is tarantella. But I know that you'd say that you play pizzica. Can you tell us how this all works, how they're related and how they're different?
Actually, pizzica is our local form of tarantella. It belongs to the same family. So we have the differences in the rhythm, with the instruments played, the techniques that we use, but it's the same family, so it's not wrong to call pizzica a tarantella. And then there is also this relationship with the ritual that was used to cure the victim of the spider, the taranta. So this music is also a way to exorcise your own demons, in a way.
Does it really have to do with spider bites?
It wasn't something really, connected in a clinical way. It was sort of a deeper illness. It was social, it was psychological. And the music, as part of a ritual with colors and water, and the whole community actually gathering to cure and reinsert the victim. So this ritual was a way to never let anybody alone.
And tell me a little bit about the language, which is really quite unique to that part and connects you to other parts of the Mediterranean.
Actually, most of our songs are sung in Salentino, that is the main dialect from where we come from. And also we have a minority that's Grecanico, it's this language that comes from the ancient Greece, and it's even more related to the Byzantine period, because we were Eastern Roman Empire in Salento and Puglia, even if the rest of Italy was Western.
Now, I know that you guys are just about getting ready, but I want to ask a question of you in particular, because for you, this is very much a family setup. You've kind of inherited this band in some ways. How does it feel to take something on that's been developed in previous generations of your own family?
Well, I can say that the band was founded in 1975. So today we are 40 years old, and I'm not even 40. So how would you feel?
Now, I knew there were anniversaries going on left, right and center at Celtic Connections. There are two other 25th anniversaries being celebrated tonight. We had Tariff de Hajduks earlier on, and down in the fruit market, as I said, we had Shugel Nifty. But you get to be the daddy of them all. And I suppose we should give them a round of applause for 40 years. And with that, I am told that it's safe to let you loose now and exercise our personal demons here. It's great having you here. Would you please welcome Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino?
quando vuole, mamma mia, c'è il dolore.
come dieci, sai, c'è meglio un resto a qua.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. The next song talks about a big issue that we are experiencing in Italy and in world Europe, that it's about the refugees that are arriving to our coast, the Italian coast, on very small boats, and they always start leaving their countries, journeys that could even lead to the death. So this song is dedicated to them, because they are just like we were sons of immigrants, just like we are still, everybody, migrants. Solo andata, one way ticket.
Siamo gli innumerevoli, raddoppia ogni casella di scacchiera, lastrichiamo di corpi il vostro mare per camminarci sopra.
Non potete contarci, se contati aumentiamo, figli dell'orizzonte che ci rovescia a sacco.
Nessuna polizia può farci prepotenza, più di quanto già siamo stati offesi. Faremo i servi, figli che non fate le nostre vite, i vostri libri di avventura.
Portiamo Omero e Dante, il cieco e il pellegrino,
l'odore che perdeste, l'uguaglianza che avete sottomesso.
Qualunque distanza arriveremo a milioni di passi, noi siamo ai piedi e vi reggiamo il peso, spariamo neve, pettiniamo prati,
battiamo tappeti, raccogliamo il pomodoro e l'insulto, noi siamo ai piedi e conosciamo il suolo passo a passo.
Noi siamo il rosso e il nero della terra, un oltremare di sandali sfondati,
il polline e la polvere stasera.
Uno di noi a nome di tutti ha detto: non vi sbarazzerete di me,
va bene, muoio ma in tre giorni
resuscito e ritorno.
Fantastic. It's really wonderful having them there, and our live audience here can vouch for the fact that it really is a very good thing to have dancing on the radio. And if you wonder what we're talking about, then you just must check out the BBC, Celtic Connections website when you'll be able to see sets from this set tonight, because really the wonderful whirling dancing that was going on in the front of the stage is not to be missed. So do check it out when it goes up online tomorrow. Thanks a million to Canzoniere Gricanico Salentino and the rest of our guests tonight, to Songhoi Blues and the irrepressible Taraf Ta Haiduks. We're going to have one more from the Canzoniere, but before I do that, thanks to the BBC and CCA teams who've been working here so hard tonight, and to producer Juan Carlos Jaramillo, our wonderful audience here at the CCA. Lopa Kotari is in the studio here in Glasgow next week, and that show is going to bring you some final highlights from the festival. But in the meantime, from me, Marianne Kennedy, thank you very much. Good night. And one more from Canzoniere Gricanico Salentino. Thank you very much.
Oriamo bisolina moce calanta, oriamo bisolina moce calanta, capanta baie rumeni e rumeni popanta, capanta baie rumeni e lonta, mo baie lonta, mo baie lonta, capanta baie rumeni e lonta.
Rirola la, rirola la,
rirola la, rirola la, la 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 le rola la la, la 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 le rola la la, rirola.
Moshe galanta, Gloria, Pesulina Moshe galanta, Gabanta baye rumeni, rumeni bobanta, Gabanta baye rumeni e lonta, mo baye lonta, mo baye lonta, Gabanta baye rumeni e lonta.
The Italian group Canzoniere Gricanico Salentino, still going strong there at the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. That World on Three broadcast came live from the CCA, the Centre for Contemporary Arts, and it was presented by Marianne Kennedy. Well, next week at the same time, Lopa Kotari will be here with more highlights from the festival. Let's hear on BBC Radio 3 next Friday night at 11 o'clock.